Indonesia.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop, and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. A quote by R.A. Kartini. Raden Ajeng Kartini or R.A. Kartini is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally. Kartini believed that with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated with broad knowledge, have firm determination, never give up, be religious and respectful to all the people, be courageous, optimistic, modest, humble, and full of love. And listener, that's quote of the day. So, a lot of people believe that the youngsters should be getting, how do we call it, should be solid in facing a lot of challenges, should go hand in hand, despite we know that the usual trope related to the youngsters are selfish, individualistic, and also so many more. But Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka emphasized that the presence of young talents who are willing and capable of collaborating with the government is the key to achieving 8% national economic growth. And he also affirmed that the importance of Indonesian youngsters supporting one another and working together to realize the 8 national primary missions of President Prabowo Subianto. This was stated by the Vice President in a collective iftar event or breaking the fast event hosted by Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association in Jakarta on Monday. The Vice President also pointed out that Indonesia is apparently not immune to the varying impacts of global dynamics, such as geopolitical tensions and energy crisis. But to overcome them, Indonesia requires innovations and breakthroughs, and he believes it is often the youth who can provide them by thinking out of the box.
To the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn.
Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
it is said that the successful people are the ones who can see opportunities amid difficulties or challenges. As we know that in the global level, we know about the policy of the US against a lot of countries, including China, which caused China have to replace or relocate their factories from the country to other countries like ASEAN, such as Vietnam. And in this, the Deputy Minister of Industry, Faisal Risa, said that in this very momentum, Indonesia also has the opportunity and should take the advantage of this moment to attract investors coming from China to open their factories in Indonesia. Reported by AntaraNews.com, Risa confirmed that several Chinese entrepreneurs were interested in relocating their factories to Kendal Special Economic Zone in Central Java. And in the meantime, the manager of Kendal SEZ, or the Special Economic Zone, also has prepared 1,200 hectares of land for the second phase of development. The Kendal Special Economic Zone Executive Director Juliani Kusumaningrum said the occupancy of the first phase, which covers 1,000 hectares, has reached 90%. And it means that Indonesia will seize this opportunity, and there are a lot of spaces and also opportunities too for Chinese investors to move or relocate their factories to Indonesia.
Lalu seperti ini berjalan, derita pasca senang-senang. Aku dan keinginanku di atas kebutuhan. Kerasnya kehidupan, derasnya arus pergaulan. Aku dan keinginanku di atas kebutuhan.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kamu yang kutunggu.
And that was Rosa featuring Afghan with Kamu Yang Tung Kutunggu, or You Are the One I'm Waiting For. And you might be waiting for another story coming from our country. So here you go. It's about the gong music of Songkong Dayak community.
Our cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Songkong Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So stay tuned. Although living in the borderline, the Songkong Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Songkong Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tetapuhan in a celebration for Songkong Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Gong music has become an integral part of Songkong Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instrument is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pa anu bulatan mit balap mit balas tangan ku ku nadat na basa na utuk na manang na kaut na bucit na ngimu na kawai na ngaji deg ngagah deg mujak deg suk deg moy mo imau mo musik mo mau mo kut kabau kulit kami kulit kuda da so laja so nyama so tuat so aja kelek aja sina aja belana mandeg ipok deg babi deg adat basa bukun na cukup uluk mudut na deh tabung kaut tabung musik tabung ngimu na kop na agup buku tai buku na mate cio masih abi ku me abi ut ku tabu mana ku me tabu mana ku nuak ke manuk cio gudak canggu gudak tianak manuk gudak kusik manuk cio gudak jepang gudak mereka manuk tabu utuk tabu menang tabu nasib tabu tua he nuk adat nuk bahasa buku na ti ta cukup da uluk da budun da de nuk ti lah pama.
Only after this is done, the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Tembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as followed.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is as a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then, we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is begun.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pumang is then read out before the offerings and food, in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi.
The equipments are created as complete as possible. After the equipments are made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog. After that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterward, we stop and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
The Tabuhan Gong for Sungkung Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drowning sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tu, petuah orang, sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, 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 gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya.
The Tabuhan Gong that characterizes Sungkung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out. Stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring them misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pest will invest the plant. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
The Tabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. Yes, the Sungkung Dayak community loves their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of the Tabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, the Tabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the Tabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
We'll be right back.
Was on Jim McCall with Tak Sampurna or Imperfect. This song is about a fear of losing someone because their life will not be perfect without the one that they love. Similarly, listener, our human life will not be complete without the presence of other species around us, especially the ones that is yet to be identified. And should we find any kind of species around us, especially the seemingly new ones, what should we do about it? Here is the opinion of the Director of Secretariat of Scientific Authority for Biodiversity at the National Research and Innovation Agency of Indonesia, Amir Hamidi.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, if you think about the Barbuda new species from Kelapa Nunggal, the species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered, there are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species. How they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the population. So if all those information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So they have some material that really can be developed for material for antibacterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered. More than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because there's a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message needs to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
And the whole conversation about preserving wildlife is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita di sini tanpa suara, dan aku resah harus menunggu lama kata darimu. Mungkin bentukku merangkai kata padamu aku
sayang padamu.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here's the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto announced that his government plans to initiate 30 strategic investment projects across sectors this year. Speaking in Gresik District East Java on Monday, the President highlighted that these mega projects are expected to open as many as 8 million job opportunities for the people. And according to Prabowo, the goal is to spur capital flow into the downstream and upstream sectors that offer strategic values. The Ministry of the Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers will require employers in Saudi Arabia to open salary deposits to provide a decent monthly income to Indonesian migrant workers. Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers Minister Abdul Qadir Karding on Monday informed that the salary deposits will be included in the list of requirements in the Memorandum of Understanding with Saudi Arabia. The MOU follows the plan to revoke the moratorium on Indonesian migrant worker placements in Saudi Arabia. According to Karding, the moratorium, which was in place since 2015, stopped Indonesian migrant workers' placement to Saudi Arabia due to lack of protections. And listener, that's the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon menawani pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malamku. Hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kiss aku. Kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu. Ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Listeners, today's music corner presents a keroncong song entitled Nyir Hijau by Gustin Arfiana, accompanied by keroncong side of ex-keroncong orchestra. The song, which was once routinely played for the opening broadcast on Radio Republik Indonesia, was created by R. Maladi. Having worked at RRI was one of the factors that led Maladi to be appointed Indonesian Minister of Information for the period of 1959 to 1962 under the government of the first president, Sukarno. Maladi also served as the first minister of sports in 1964 to 1966. The song Nyur Hijau is able to evoke a sense of nationalism, telling the natural beauty of the archipelago as the homeland of love of the Indonesian nation. Well, listener, here is Gustin Arfiana featuring Sight of X Keroncong Orchestra with the song Nyur Hijau.